Vehicles are also moving away from fossil fuels. America expects to have all-electric brigades within the decade. A report by the Army in 2018 said that Holos, a prototype mobile nuclear reactor, would be 62% cheaper than using liquid fuel. It is not just American troops experimenting with mobile nuclear power. NASA is developing smaller kilopower reactors for space missions designed to power small lunar outposts. Russia already uses larger floating reactors for its nuclear-powered icebreakers. China plans to install similar devices on disputed islands in the South China Sea. But the planned microreactors would be distinct in several ways. They are intended to be assembled in a factory and shipped in one piece, doing away with the need for tricky engineering in remote places. They should weigh under 40 tons and fit onto the back of an articulated lorry. And they are supposed to run themselves, with minimal monitoring from afar. The risks are manageable, say proponents. Designs feature passive safety systems, which keep working even if electricity is lost or a component breaks. Cooling pumps can be replaced by natural convection currents, for instance. The reactors use tri-structural isotropic particle fuel, in which blobs of fissile uranium, along with oxygen and carbon, are wrapped in layers of carbon and silicon carbide. The pellets can withstand high temperatures, contain radioactive contamination, and limit the impact of accidents. The reactors themselves would be shielded and protected and possibly placed in a hole in the ground, says Bill Lee, a nuclear engineer and materials scientist at Bangor University in Wales. A nuclear meltdown should be physically impossible, says the Pentagon. The grunts on the ground will be hoping that is right.